What is really going on here? Something very fishy just happened in Washington, and we should all be very concerned about it. Just before lunchtime today, the House of Representatives voted to ban TikTok in the United States, citing national security concerns over China using it to spy on Americans.
Now to breaking news in our nation's capital, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill that would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless its Chinese parent company sells the social media platform. KTLA's Trevor Shirley, live in Washington, with the latest for us. Trevor, good morning.
Frank, good morning to you as well. This vote just coming down in the House within the past hour or so. It was an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote, the final vote count coming in at 352 to 65. And because there was so much buy-in from both sides of the aisle, it could certainly influence how the Senate votes whenever this bill gets over to that side of Congress.
Yeah. So overwhelming support. What sorts of things get overwhelming support in Congress these days?
Peace?
No, peace.
Withdrawal from other countries?
So just let's put this in some context here, right? So the United States government, which illegally spies on Americans, is upset that China might be spying on Americans using an app that they openly decided to sign up for. Like, it's your choice to use this app and download it and put it on your phone.
Also, they spy on Chinese, too. The U.S. government installed software in Huawei TVs in order to spy on Chinese people.
Right.
So we did that.
Okay. And also, so I guess that the way China can learn, why would they want to do this? So that China can learn, you know, what are the up-and-coming dance moves for and memes among 18-year-olds?
Well, if you were playing this out, it would be that you could listen in on other things that is happening on other apps or other conversations
by being
on somebody's phone.
Yeah, dive into,
the same way, again, that Huawei software worked that we put in Chinese homes on televisions.
So they think you're stupid. I mean, Congress really thinks you're stupid and that you won't figure out what's actually going on here. The House approved the legislation dubbed the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act. So, damn, Congress can move really quickly when it wants to. Shut the U.S. border? Nah. Ban TikTok? Yeah, we can get that done quickly. Oh, of course, what they're not telling you is that this will give unbelievable powers to the president of the United States. As this meme points out, this is a Trojan horse with the ability to ban everything. Ban TikTok legislation, ability to ban everything is hidden inside. Congress just says, come on right in. Friend of the show, Whitney Webb, investigative journalist Whitney Webb, said, the censorship during the and post-COVID was just a warm-up. It's going to get much worse, especially the closer we get to the U.S. election. And if you aren't thinking about alternatives about how to access information by other means, you need to. And that's exactly what we've been warning about here on this show, that as we get closer and closer to the election, the censorship is going to really ramp up. Here was Congressman Thomas Massie just a few moments before the bill passed, kind of pleading with his colleagues, saying that this will open up the door to massive abuse by the executive branch.
The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I know the sponsors of this bill are sincere in their concerns and in their effort to protect Americans. They've described the TikTok application as a Trojan horse, but there's some of us who feel that either intentionally or unintentionally, this legislation to ban TikTok is actually a Trojan horse. Some of us are concerned that there are First Amendment implications here. Americans have the right to view information. We don't need to be protected by the government from information. Some of us just don't want the president picking which apps we can put on our phones or which websites that we can visit. We don't think that's appropriate. We also think it's dangerous to give the president that kind of power, to give him the power to decide what Americans can see on their phones and their computers. To give him that sort of discretion, we also think is dangerous. Now, people say that this TikTok ban will only apply to TikTok or maybe another company that pops up just like TikTok, but the bill is written so broadly that the president could abuse that discretion and include other companies that aren't just social media companies and that aren't as some people would believe, controlled by foreign adversaries. Again, we're giving the president that discretion to decide whether it is controlled by a foreign adversary. There were some people who were legitimately concerned that this was an overly broad bill, and they got an exclusion written into the bill that I want to read. It says, the term covered company does not include an entity that operates a website or application whose primary purpose is to allow users to post product reviews, business reviews, or travel information and reviews. Why is this exception in the bill? Why did somebody feel like they needed this exception if the bill itself only covers social media applications that foreign adversaries are running? These and other questions we hope to answer in the course of this debate, and I reserve the balance of my time.
The gentleman from Kentucky reserves the...
Yeah, so then well, it passed, of
he's
course.
He's not going to get those answers because it's a done deal.
It's a done deal. And as Sylvia R. in the chat just says, thank you for your comments, says TikTok is just the beginning.
And yeah, someone else said, oh, is redacted for the Chinese Communist Party? That's not what we're saying, dummy. We're saying that this is a Trojan horse.
Oh my God. I do not suffer fools these days. I really can't. Because if you think about what we're saying here, this is giving an incredible amount of power to President Biden. It's not about China. Don't fall for the propaganda on this. It is about giving unbelievable power to spy on Americans and to do more against Americans. That's exactly what this is. Go ahead, David.
It's giving them the power to take something like Rumble and be like, nope, free speech, out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. X, out. Yep. YouTube, out. I mean, they're already doing that on Facebook. They already have that, you know, and YouTube. Yeah, to go after a platform like Rumble, to go after these, depending on where they're hosting this information in the United States. Is it hosted on American servers? If it's not, then... So here's what Massey was talking about. He's talking about in this foreign adversary controlled application, in the bill, the term foreign adversary controlled application means a website, desktop application, mobile application. So a website? Okay, so now this is what the power of the White House will have in its possession is the power to ban websites? We already see that across Europe. Europe doesn't want you to access information about Russia. They block websites all the time. So now we're going to become like...
This is literally why we shake our head against China. Like, oh, they can't really Google things like Falun Dafa.
Yeah.
Or they can't see websites
Tiananmen Square,
about Tiananmen Square. Yeah. Right. Okay. Get ready for that reality.
You think this is just limited to TikTok? Get your head out of your ass. But you guys are smart who are watching this right now. You know. And then here's what Thomas Massey says about the providing services. If it provides services to distribute, maintain, or update such foreign adversary-controlled applications by means of a marketplace, an online mobile application store, through which users within the land or the maritime borders of the United States may access, maintain, or update such application, providing internet hosting services. Also, as part of this, VPN services, like if you're using VPNs, would be a problem. Here's what Massey says. If you think this isn't a Trojan horse and will only apply to TikTok and foreign adversary social media companies, then contemplate why someone thought it was important to get a very specific exclusion for their internet-based business written into the bill. As he just held up, the term covered company does not include the entity that operates a website, desktop application, mobile application, or augmented, or immersive technology application whose primary purpose is to allow users to post product reviews, business reviews, or travel information and reviews. Isn't that hilarious?
It's weird, too.
Such a weird carve-out.
Just Yelp.
Just New York Times,
TripAdvisor,
and like their Wirecutter website or something like that?
No, it's specifically saying to review products and businesses and services, which is like, yeah, Trustpilot and things like that. That's weird. Like,
yeah.
Why do they only think it's okay for us to review products?
Gary Cushing in our chat says, you need to look at what's in the full bill. As they scream TikTok, as always, redacted is ahead of the curve on this on the idiot mainstream media. Thank you for always showing what is behind the curtain on this bill. Oh, it gets worse, Gary, but thank you for saying that. Because their argument, again, they want you to focus on China. I don't care whatever you feel about China. That's irrelevant here. It's what's written in the bill and what powers it gives to the United States government. Forget TikTok and forget China. It's how far this will go. The argument, of course, is that China is going to use this to control America. Here is neocon Dan Crenshaw.
You wouldn't allow a radio tower owned by the Chinese to be put up right in the middle of Washington, D.C., and then allow it to just put out Chinese propaganda. You'd probably complain about that. That's exactly what TikTok can be used for, because millions of Americans are addicted to it. They see it, and the Chinese can absolutely manipulate those algorithms. The First Amendment does not give the Chinese Communist Party the right to American data or the right to manipulate the minds of Americans. That would be a really weird interpretation of the First Amendment. The primary counterarguments to this bill seem to be as shallow as, you know, well, it doesn't do everything I want, and Facebook's really mean, and I don't want them to make money. So what, then that means you owe Chinese access to all of our data and access to manipulate the minds of Americans? I don't think so. This is a very specific bill, very specifically tailored. It does not harm American companies or American individuals. You know it. You got to read it. Pass this bill.
Yeah. That guy's an idiot.
They only want to be able to manipulate the U.S. government is the only one that can manipulate
the minds.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So
two things on that. First off, it was very telling that he was using the word can and not is. He's saying China can do this, but that doesn't mean they are. They don't have any proof that they are. It's just that the ability would be there.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. Right. Where is the proof of that? Show us the evidence in front of Congress. You're not afraid to show us, hold up vials of, you know, of white powder that Saddam Hussein is using, right, to justify an invasion. Show us. Show us exactly how Americans are in danger. Show it to us. Because here's an actual danger. You know, you tell us China is the problem, right? China is going to be controlling the United States. But when it comes to our southern borders, China is already here. Military-aged men, 60 Minutes, just did an entire report on Chinese mass migration coming into the United States. But you're concerned about TikTok? This is literally happening right here, and we have the proof in front of your face right here. Rand Paul says this: reactionaries who want to ban TikTok claim the data can't be secured because the algorithm is in China. Not true, he says. The truth is the algorithm runs in the U.S. in Oracle Cloud with their review of the code, not in China. Maybe we should examine the facts before committing violations of the First and Fifth Amendments. Then he says, they want to ban TikTok because it's owned by China. Not true. 60% of the company is owned by the United States international investors. 20% is owned by the company founders. 20% is owned by company employees, including over 7,000 Americans. The CEO of TikTok is from Singapore, not China. So ask yourself why they keep repeating this lie to you to scare you. And then he released this just shortly, a few minutes ago, just after the passage of this bill. Now, remember, he's in the Senate, of course. So he gets to vote no on this when it hits the Senate floor. He says, my statement on the House TikTok ban: the passage of the House TikTok ban is not just misguided overreach. It's a draconian measure that stifles free expression, tramples constitutional rights, disrupts the economic pursuits of millions of Americans. With an iron fist, Congress dictated an unrealistic and narrow path for divestment, right? Breaking apart this company and selling it, effectively banning TikTok and ignoring its substantial investments in data security. This act is not securing our nation. It's a disturbing gift of unprecedented authority to President Biden and the surveillance state that threatens the very core of American digital innovation and free expression. So could this be why a huge number of posts that have been flagged and taken down have nothing at all to do with China? I find it very curious. So what's going on here? In fact, many users reporting that their posts are being removed or taken down if they're anti-Israel or anti-U.S. government posts. Find that interesting. So China is controlling TikTok, taking down, like,
pro-Israel,
anti-Israel, anti-American surveillance state posts. Why would China do that? It's very curious, isn't it? In fact, this week, our very own TikTok account, speaking from experience, was banned. Why was it banned? When we logged in, to find out, logging in earlier this week, our team received this message. You know why? Because we posted evidence on how Israel stood down its IDF soldiers on October 7th. So here's one of the posts that was flagged. They struck three posts of ours about Israel, and then they banned our account. Oddly, it had nothing to do with China. So that's one of the posts that they flagged there. China is no friend to Israel, of course. Very curious. It's also very curious why recently the head of the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, was caught on leaked audio slamming TikTok as a major threat to Zionism. Not saying they're connected. I just think it's curious. He didn't need to be caught on leaked audio, though, slamming TikTok, because he did it publicly right on MSNBC to the parrots at MSNBC. And listen to Mika Brzezinski, like, shaking her head in agreement with him.
But we need to talk about TikTok. TikTok, if you will, it is the 24/7 news channel of so many of our young people, and it's like Al Jazeera on steroids, amplifying and intensifying the anti-Semitism and the anti-Zion with no repercussion. But
Interesting. So connect the dots here, folks. The U.S. government is controlled by Israel. That's verifiable. Just read John Mearsheimer's great book, The Israel Lobby. It's just one piece of well-documented and footnoted text to help you along if you're new to this. Anyone who works in Washington knows it. And anyone who left Washington knows that that's the truth. And they're lying if they don't admit it. As Uncensored Men explain on X, half of TikTok's users are between the ages of 10 and 29, with teens making up the bulk of the user base. Over 50% of content creators are between 18 and 24 years old. From October 23 to 30th of 2023, posts with the hashtag #StandWithPalestine were posted 10 times more posts than with #StandWithIsrael. Posts with the hashtag #StandWithPalestine also received 5 times as many views. When TikTok was accused of deliberately pushing pro-Palestinian content, they denied the claim and made it clear that the algorithm pushes whatever people engage with. So, you know, that's just what people were engaged with, I guess. Who knows? But it's more than just Israel. It's the U.S. intel community that doesn't like it. And they've been censoring Americans on these platforms for years. The CIA, the NSA, their ability to mass delete posts, shadow ban accounts, that we're talking unfavorably about all sorts of topics that they don't like, from mask mandates to COVID shots to Israel's invasion of Gaza to the 2020 election to Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump. They were shadow banning and blocking all of these things. As Mike Benz told Tucker, they view the American people as the greatest enemy. You are the greatest enemy.
And this was I call these weapons of mass deletion. These are essentially the ability to censor tens of millions of posts. With just a few lines of code, they created these COVID lexicons of what dissident groups were saying about mandates, about masks, about vaccines, about high-profile individuals like Tony Fauci. And then they plugged these into these essentially machine learning models to be able to have a constant world heat map of what everybody was saying about COVID. And whenever something started to trend that was bad for what the Pentagon wanted or was bad for what Tony Fauci wanted, they were able to take down tens of millions of posts. They did this in the 2020 election with mail-in ballots. It was the
there's so much here and it's so shocking. So you're saying the Pentagon, our Pentagon, the U.S. Department of Defense, censored Americans during the 2020 election cycle?
Yes, they did this. So there's the two most censored events in human history, I would argue, to date, are the 2020 election and the COVID-19 pandemic.
So do you still think it's just China? Something else in play here? I mean, the speed, the rapidity with which they could move to ban TikTok when the border is still wide open. The speed which they were able to jump on this is unbelievable, how quickly they were able to pass this in the House of Representatives. I'm just reminded of something that Edward Snowden said. The greatest threat to American citizens isn't China or TikTok. No, it's the American government that spies on us daily.
Ron Wyden was confronting the most senior spy in the United States, General James Clapper, who was then the director of national intelligence, right? There's no guy higher than him. The buck stops with him when it comes to intelligence. He's testifying under oath in front of Congress, right? But more broadly, in front of the public. This is televised. And Ron Wyden asks him a very specific question about a program, mind you, that Ron Wyden knows exists because he has security clearance. He sits on the Intelligence Committee. And he knows there's domestic mass surveillance. And this is how it goes. This is how the top spy responds under oath.
So what I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
So that was a lie. Wyden knew it was a lie. Clapper knew it was a lie. He actually admitted it was a lie after I came forward, 3 months later. Here I am, sitting at the NSA, next to my buddies who I've talked to about these programs. I've gone, look at this, and they're laughing at it. I'm laughing at it. And it's not that we go, oh, ha, 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 he's getting away with it. It's like, what are you going to do? These guys are, they're bullshitters. The system is built on lies.
I mean, it keeps me busy every day. Finding them,
yeah.
Reporting them, reading about them. Yes, this is true. It's easy to believe now.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say after the Dan Crenshaw bit that the one thing that it doesn't hold up with the First Amendment part of this is, as an American with free speech, if I want to be radicalized with Chinese communism, I actually have that right. I get to do that.
Right.
As long as I'm not doing anything illegal with that information, if that's the path I want to take, that's my choice. That's what freedom of speech is, freedom of press.
I was telling
it's not up to them.
I was telling my son, my son was trying to understand some history of World War II. We were talking about, my son is 13 years old, and we were talking about Mein Kampf, the book that Hitler wrote, right? And I was explaining to him some of his art past, his artistry past, and his hatred of the Jews, and like how that was like bubbling in him for years. He wrote about it in this book. And my son said, are we allowed to read that book? I said, I had to read it. I had to read it in college to understand this madman. Mm-hmm. It's an important piece of historical text to read, to understand what was the thought process behind this madman, So the fact that my son was like, are we allowed to?
Right.
Right.
That's how he thinks.
Right. That he's now used to this idea that you probably aren't allowed to see certain things.
Right.
Well, let me decide.
Think about the McCarthy era. I mean, all those people that went to trial for being communists.
Yeah.
They don't allow you to be what you want to be here.
Blacklisted, put on lists, blacklisted in Hollywood. It didn't matter. And you couldn't really defend yourself. You were outcast as a result of it. And whatever a member of Congress said is how it goes. So
I actually just picked up Joseph McCarthy's book because I'm like, I bet a lot of this will feel familiar if I read this now. And will it help as a cautionary tale? So, want to read that too? In the Redacted Book Club, you can find it at redacted.inc.
So let us know your thoughts on this in the comments. See if there's any good comments here. We got a couple of super chats here.
There's a Rumble chat too.
Good day from Australia. Chris Dess. Thank you so much. Where's the Rumble chat here? Rumble chat right from a Marine. Smokey Sergeant. Patriot Act and FISA was only to be applied to foreign adversaries. Today it's applied domestically. TikTok ban will follow the same path. A plan to broaden the application is definitely already happening. Of course, you're absolutely right, Smokey. We already see that with FISA, right? As we've covered here on the show with Kyle Serafin, former FBI agent, whistleblower on this issue. They will use this, and they're currently trying to rewrite that right now. Right, the FISA application law. So this would continue to be used against Americans. This is a loss of our privacy. We're so concerned about China, but we are literally becoming a communist country under your eyes right now, but the authoritarian government that's moving in this direction. So I hope people will wake up and not fall for this stuff. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.